Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. This is Dunza's Woman, and we're live because we want to stay alive and towards Chaim instructions
of life, towards Chesed, instructions of kindness, towards Rachamim, instructions of mercy. This is the 77th class of Soul Class, Soul being an acronym for S-7-O-O, oldest or original, U, universal, L, laws, 7 Noahide commandments, 7 axiomatic means of connecting eternally to the Most High if you're one of the children of Noah, and they are succinctly, number 1, not to blaspheme the Creator with the Creator's name. 2, not to commit acts of idolatry. 3, not to commit premeditated acts of murder. 4, not to commit adultery. 5, not to steal. 6, not to eat the limb of an animal still alive. 7, to raise up righteous statutes throughout every land about this blessed creation for each and every nation, to hold up and stand by the other 6 axiomatic commandments, and to understand that these commandments were given to the mighty Levite prophet Moshe Rabbeinu Moses at Har Sinai almost 3,323 years ago. But tonight, blessed souls, we want to take you into the wonderful world of the Chacham Shel Baghdad, the wise man of Baghdad, Babylonia, of Iraq, Babylon, which is now called Iraq, of Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, otherwise known as the Ben Ish Chai, the son of the living man. And going into his book called Ben Ish Chai Halachot, in Masachot, basically the laws of Torah, the oral tradition, the keys, meaning to identify each Torah portion, the laws that Ben Ish Chai felt were appropriate for each Torah portion. We're going back to Sefer Bereshit, the book of Genesis. And the Ben Ish Chai wants to remind us that way back in Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, there was a snake that was very jealous of the original man, otherwise known as Adam HaRishon, before, as we say, Kodem Achet, and the primordial snake, the Nachash, as we would say, in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, looked for ways to encounter and eventually cause the sin original man. But what are the reasons why the snake, blessed souls, was jealous of Adam? Adam in English, Adam HaRishon, as we like to call them, who, by the way, is buried in Hebron, one of the 4 holy cities in Israel. And I suggest anyone who wants to know where original man is buried for themselves, get on a plane and go to the Holy Land, flowing and growing with meditations upon the Most High, to do the commandments of the Most High, all 613 of them, again, all 7 axiomatic ones, if you're one of the blessed children of Noah, one of the nations of the world, and see for yourself, when you see the signs that read, you can read the Hebrew, here is buried Adam HaRishon and his wife Chava. With that being said, blessed souls, this snake had become jealous from the coat that enwrapped, encompassed Adam. And that coat was not a physical coat, blessed souls. It was a coat of an encompassing light, a type of spirituality that the snake himself did not possess. And the snake knew that he could not come to grasp, apprehend this Ormakif, this encompassing light. And therefore, the snake was described in the Torah, written down by none other than the mighty Levite prophet, Moshe, Moses, HaNachash Hoya Arum, that the Nachash, the snake, was cunning. Therefore, he sought counsel within his own crooked thinking to figure out to cause original man to sin, and so he should be transferred from a state of consciousness where he was surrounded by an encompassing light and eventually be clothed in a more corporealized, less refined type of garment, a physical coat. And therefore, it was the intention of the snake that Adam should go from a place of light to a place of just physical clothing. It said in the Torah, after Adam and Chava, Adam and his wife had sinned, the Most High made for them a coat of skin, and he clothed them in them. That being said, blessed souls, we move on to another portion of the teaching of the Ben Ish Chai. We come to this first verse, we go back to the first chapter, second verse, where there is a very mystical type of statement made in the Torah, where it says, Haruach Elokim Rachevet Al Pnei Mayim. This is from the Drushot, the ethical, homiletical teachings of the Ben Ish Chai. But the Ben Ish Chai explains that the interdimensional meaning of the Spirit of the Most High hovering upon the face of the water is that we see that the Ben Ish Chai said, it appears to me with the help of heaven, that we find that there are many types of creations which emanated out from the portion of one of the four fundamental elements of creation, known as domain, inanimate matter. What are the other three fundamental elements of creation, blessed souls, you might ask? Well, we have inanimate matter, we just mentioned. Then we have ruach, wind. We have esh, fire. We have afar, which is referring to the inanimate, esh, fire, ruach, wind, and mayim, water. So, we should also know, the Ben Ish Chai wants us to know, that what came out of the earth, as part of the many creations that came out of the earth, was man. And man is the most select of all the creators, because he is actually sanctified to the Most High. Even though a man was made from the most mundane matter, formed out of inanimate earth, as it says, Vayira Elokim Adam Afar Min Adama, that the Most High created man from the dust of the earth. So the question is, with what did the element of inanimate matter merit to bring out such a collection of fine creations? So the Ben Ish Chai says, let's clarify everything, blessed souls. The fact that inanimate matter brought out so many good creatures, among them, of course, the most select being the human race, man, is that all of this was with the power, the empowerment of the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Most High, which encompassed the face of the waters of the earth. And therefore, it was produced and sanctified within it the power for all of this. So we see, blessed souls, when the Ruach Elohim hovers upon the face of the earth, any element of the earth can in fact become holy. Another teaching from the Ben Ish Chai, blessed souls, this could be the last one or next to the last one that we'll be talking about tonight because we only have 5 minutes left, to the idea that the Most High created an element of creation, one of the elements of creation, known as light. And this light, that the Most High said, the or, that there be light, he thought this light was good. And yet, this light, which the Most High said was good, he separated, made a separation, I should say, between
light and darkness. The Ben Ish Chai continued to elaborate on this concept that while light is good, there's also a force which opposes this light or covers the light, and this force is called klipot, or shells. And they're also called alit, like other gods, alluding to idolatrous forces, extraneous forces in the creation. Now, when the extraneous forces enclose the light gets darkened. Not in and of itself, but its sense of shining out into creation is blocked, just as on a cloudy, dark, cloudy day, we don't sense the sunlight. And even in the middle of the day or the afternoon, it can seem almost like evening. Or by sunset, by virtue of the fact that clouds are so thick. Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai says, if we were to remove the numerical value of the word alilim, which is an aleph, lamed, yud, mem, which equals the numerical value of 121, because in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, each Hebrew word has a numerical value, and we remove that value of 121, from the numerical value of Choshech, which is darkness, which is 328, the remaining number would be 207, which means light. So we would find then that if a Lilim, which has a numerical value of 121, is clinging to the light, concealing it, it adds up to the numerical value of the Gematria of Choshech, 328. Or has a numerical value of 207. A lilim has a numerical value of 121, which equals 328, which is the numerical value of Choshech, darkness. But yet it said in the Torah that the Most High saw the light and it was good, which meant that the Most High knew with this creation of that which is good, which might temporarily be covered up by the klipas of the Sitra Achra, the other side of holiness. Eventually, they would be purified, and there would be produced a good which is extracted out of that which is evil and extraneous. And because of this, the Most High made a separation between light and darkness. That is to say that the Most High separated out the klipot, extraneous forces, evil forces, which is hinting to the numerical values, the gematrias, of the difference between the numerical value of Ur, which is 207, to the numerical value of Choshech, which is 328. So when we remove away the extraneous forces from Choshech, we're left with nothing but light. One more point, Blessed Souls, as we get down to the last minute of the show, the last 90 seconds of the show, that the Most High also said, let there be a firmament in the water, and may there be a separation between water and water. The Ben Ish Chai continues to say, what is this whole idea of making a separation between water and water? Because after all, the Ben Ish Chai says, with the help of heaven, we know that Torah is called water. And we also know that learning from the portion of the inner dimension of Torah called Sod, there is created a light, which is the quality called heaven. But learning the simpler perspectives of the Torah, which are the revealed planes of the Torah, otherwise Nigla, creates the light, which is the quality of earth. So when we learn the level of the inner dimensions of Torah, which is a level of water, we are learning the quality of heaven. And we learn the simpler part of the Torah. I should say this, when we learn the inner dimension of the creation within Torah, we look at the light of heaven, and we learn the revealed portion of the Torah, which is in the dimension of the revealed point of Torah. This is called earth. You know, this is, hopefully we'll continue. I ran out of time. But signing off, hoping everyone has a beautiful night. Have a good one. Go to the car. Take care.